good afternoon to you, Mark. Happy New Year. It was certainly a happy 2014.
Happy New Year to you, Phil. It was a fantastic year. I mean, I'm not sure how the club tops that unless we win the FA Cup and get promotion to the Premier League. But I've put in my programme notes today just a sort of direction of travel and a half-term report. And I have to say it's incredibly positive at the moment. Crowd numbers moving in the right direction. Team in the top six. As you say, the developer agreement for the new stadium being signed, and hopefully work will start on that next year. Just at the moment, everything is in good shape moving forward. But those of us that have worked in football for a few years know that it can all change very quickly if you get too sidetracked and too happy and pleased with yourself. So plenty of focus on continuing the momentum.
You have had many years working in football, Mark. I mean, that 2014 was certainly a very busy one, a very exciting one, and a very successful one. So 2015, what are your priorities in the offices? Not necessarily out on the pitch, but from the actual club, moving the club forward, that forward progression that you're making, what's going to happen in the next 12 months?
Yeah, well, clearly we all know what we'd like to achieve on the pitch. Off the pitch, I think it's to continue to improve as a club, continue to improve all round as a club, so from the match day experience, to do what we can at Griffin Park to make the facilities as comfortable as possible for the supporters that come here. It's very difficult in an ageing stadium. We've got to get the balance right between investing in the ground and not over investing, given that hopefully in 3 years' time we're going to be in a new stadium. But so with a bit of luck, I'm going to have an even bigger problem, because come the end of January, I need to provide the Football League and the Premier League with a report on what we need to do if the club was to be successful and achieve promotion. And it's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's been much talked about. We know that at the beginning of every championship season, all championship clubs do have to provide some sort of structure as to what would happen if there was to be an eventual promotion come the end of the year. So January is the next stage where actually it's slightly more detailed plans, is that correct?
Yes, I mean, we've met with the Premier League already. They've been good enough to give us a steer. We know that they would like the ground to be an all-seater, for instance, so it's not inconceivable that we could put seats on the terracing. Clearly it would reduce the capacity, so we'd also be looking to see if we can come up with creative ways of adding additional seats. Again, all of this is a huge challenge for the operational team, but as I say, the seating seemed to be the big thing. Clearly we're not going to be able to meet all of the Premier League's criteria. We can certainly move towards most of them, and the indication was that as long as we're making a good effort to improve facilities for yourselves in the media, which are better from 3 years ago,
yep,
but I think it's fair to say are still a tad Spartan, and there's probably media is our biggest challenge, and also the changing facilities.
I'm sort of interpreting here that the philosophy would be to stay at Griffin Park. Would that be the ideal scenario? I mean, and people might say this is rather presumptuous. It's not rather presumptuous. We're 24 games into a 46-game season, and the Bees are in the top six, so we're not being presumptuous here. So that having been said, is Griffin Park the preferred option?
Griffin Park would be the preferred option. There's nothing presumptuous about this at all, and everyone in football, I don't know of any club that doesn't like to talk, you know, or wants to talk about promotion miles ahead of any sort of likely outcome. But what we can't do is wait until May the 2nd, see where we are, suddenly wake up on May the 3rd, realise that we're in the Premier League and start to do work on a stadium. Just can't work that way. There's actually some work I think I will need to convince the owner that we might need to invest some money during the season because we just simply would not have the time in the close season to carry out all of the works. So definitely not being presumptuous, but I think the team have been fantastic in the first half of the season, and there's no reason to say that they can't continue to challenge in the top six. We think the team are packed with quality. We're not looking to offload anyone. In fact, we'll be looking to add to the squad further. So the idea is to carry on challenging at the top end, and that is it's a big challenge for us. As I say, the media areas are not right, but we believe if we can stay in Griffin Park, I've got to do the sums as well. We've looked at a number of other stadia. Some stadiums have ruled themselves out already. Others have said they're happy to talk to us. Nothing concrete has been agreed with anyone. That includes places like Wembley. I made the inquiry of Wembley. Wembley, the big challenge for us there is, even if suddenly Brentford can attract 30,000 crowds, which would be wonderful, but in a 90,000 stadium, I think we'd probably be handing over any advantage we had to our opposition. So I think Matthew Benham certainly would love to stay at Griffin Park, and we'll be working closely behind the scenes and hard behind the scenes to come up with the answers and the solutions that means we could remain at Griffin Park if we found ourselves in a fortunate position of being in the Premier League.
Because the situation is there is a new ground pending. Are the plans for that, is the movement for that still on track? Are we still looking at, what, 2017, 2018?
We're looking at the 2017-2018 season. Actual dates will depend on the CPO and when we can break ground and so forth. As long as that's not over-delayed, then I would hope that sometime during the... In an ideal world, it would be at the start of a season.
Yep.
Operationally, it would be a huge nightmare to move halfway through the season. And certainly the Football League have already indicated to us we would only be able to move during a season up to a certain point. After that, they feel there'd be a competitive advantage if we were to do that. So we've got clear guidelines on that. So as long as things move the way we hope they move, at the speed that we hope they move over the next few months, then I would hope that we will be in for the 2017-2018 season.
More immediately, a new face already arrived in the squad. He's going to be here in the stands today because of all the paperwork and when it goes through with the transfer deadline. Mark Warburton has the wherewithal to bring one or two other new faces in during January?
Yep, been looking at them through November and December. Certainly targets have been identified, the numbers have been looked at and crunched through and analysed, and you can't, again, a bit like waking up on May the 3rd, you can't just get to January the 3rd and think, right, we want to add to the squad. So the guys behind the scenes have been looking at that through November and December. They're clear on the type of people, the positions, the type of characters we want to bring into the playing side as well, because that counts a lot as well, because one of the things we've got in our favour here is a fantastic squad unity, and it is a squad unity, and it's littered now with a number of players from outside the UK who've all bonded together. There are no cliques, you know, it's something I talk to Mark about regularly, and can always be a problem if you have a number of players that come from a certain part of Europe. There's a tendency for people to group together and it can cause a problem, but I'm delighted to say that the team are as one. So we want to make sure that not only the players are of right quality but of the right character as well.
And for today, tickets still available, still on sale, I think, online, aren't they, until kickoff? And,
yeah.
And also next week you've got one, your Pay What You Can.
Yeah, that one's going really well. I mean, that looks like it'll be sold out in the home areas of the stadium. So, you know, it'll be another fantastic afternoon next week. It's been very successful the last 2 years, although it was rained off a couple of years.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, but and I thought we were going to go down that route today, actually, but the pitch has held up well. So things are looking good at the moment. And as you say, tickets still available for today, Phil. We're looking at a crowd around... It tells you something where the club has come to, where the attendance looks today to be between about the 8,000 and 8,500 mark. 2 years ago, even a year ago, we'd have actually said that would have been one of our better crowds of the season. We'd all been very happy. And actually, there's a few disappointed faces around the marketing team and myself that it's only got to that. But I think it just shows you where the bar has been raised.
And it's an FA Cup game. Your favourite? Have you got a favourite FA Cup memory? We're asking people today.
A favourite FA Cup memory? Even as a kid, and it for no reason at all. That just watching, you know, the whole it's an FA Cup knockout from the 70s and what have you, the Sunderland Leeds game of 1972. So if you're looking for a Brentford memory or even a memory of a club that is not too far away, which I shouldn't mention, I'm not gonna be drawn into that one.
No.
I do remember just the whole Leeds team at the time and Sunderland to beat them, who were obviously in a second division side at the time, and the whole thing with Jim Montgomery's save. But it was more about the whole, you know, getting up at 10 o'clock in the morning. There was a whole day of FA Cup, and it's a little sad that the TV companies give it less time these days, but, you know, nostalgia does that to you sometimes.